Let's come back to the licensing process. By the way, the example that you had with the girlfriend who goes to get the fingerprinting, she doesn't have a record. She clears that background check, correct?
Yes, she does.
Yeah. Didn't really stop
but the point anything. Is she doesn't do it in New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. She doesn't go in and do that because she knows they've got her fingerprints.
I'm not sure whether to tie that to the mental health issue or not, but we'll just keep moving on the other thing. The licensing, live range proficiency. I'm
right.
trying to get in the bill that's enforced with the amendments. First of all, we let the secretary pick what that proficiency has to be.
Yes, in the bill, the secretary determines what the criteria are for the training.
This is the part where we're advised that this is a practical, can be turned into a band in a couple different ways. We'll talk about it. Well, the secretary could require, what's to stop him in the law that he requires you that you've got to hit 100 out of 100 before you get a hand?
Because it's got to be reasonable.
I'm sorry, where does it say, how do you determine whether it's reasonable?
That's the way our laws are interpreted. I mean, that's a rule of statutory construction. Yes, I mean,
the idea is we're going to let the legislature defer to the secretary, where we've got issues in court related to guns and our state police now about how they interpret various laws. We've got a case. So why are we not specifically talking about if we're going to use proficiency? That's why I think the whole question of live shooting proficiency is one that's burdensome.
Really? I mean, you don't think somebody let me go back to your original question. I mean, this is the way we write laws. We give the executive departments broad policy guidelines. They write regulations. The regulations are subject to the review of the Committee on Executive, Legislative, and Administrative, Executive, Legislative, and Review Committee. If the regulations are unreasonable, the committee can make them send them back. We can pass another law. We have substantial input in what the regulations are. So I think that the fears about this being a ban are overblown. But, I mean, if you have a specific suggestion, to me it seems quite reasonable to say if you're going to own a gun, you ought to be able to know how to use it. And maybe you disagree with that, but...
Once again, this is not a car. This is not a privilege. This is a right. And up to date, again, the question is, I don't think we've had, again, any prosecutions with the current training that people are going through. We haven't, up until this bill, heard a clamor for live shooting proficiency, except if you want a right to carry in this state, okay? And therefore, we do require that. So for every, again, so then the question is, there's the expense involved, and there's the logistics of it involved. And I have a kind of a practical question. If you're new and you don't own a gun and you want to get a gun and you need to practice proficiency under this law and you go to try and rent a gun because you don't own it yet because you don't have a license, you can't rent a gun. This is kind of a circular argument for a new participant who wants to own a gun. How do you get proficiency if you can't rent a gun?
You can go to a shooting range and borrow one of their guns.
I'm sorry, you can't do that without a handgun license the way this bill is written. So there's no way you can learn how to shoot a gun the way this bill is currently written. It needs to be addressed.
I believe you can. You can.
I'm sorry, the bill states that in order to rent
a temporary transfer, it's not rent, it's a temporary transfer of the weapon when you go to a shooting range.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I've read this carefully. There's no provision like that in this legislation. Okay? It's not here. Well,
it's existing law is what counsel tells us.
Well, but that was before there was any kind of licensing
this doesn't
scenario
change
whatsoever.
That.
Well, I want to see where it's referred. I guess it may be helpful to address that issue is where it's referred to in the law, in the bill.
Okay, so look at page 15, line 20.
I got it.
Rent means temporary transfer for consideration. That's for consideration.
I'm looking at page 13 on the reprint section O. It says handgun qualification license means a license issued by the secretary to authorize a person to purchase, rent, or receive a handgun. So I'm new. I need a license.
Yeah, no, you don't. Here's the answer. It is page 15, lines 20 through 22, because rent does not include the transfer of a gun unless it's taken from the property of the owner. So you go to a shooting range, and they hand you a gun. You can shoot it. You can't walk away from the shooting range with it, but you can shoot it on the shooting range.
Okay. I'm sorry. Where is that? What's the reference to current law?
It's page 15, lines 20 through 22. That's existing law. So when you say you're not allowed to rent a gun, you're right. But renting a gun does not include the temporary transfer of the weapon to the individual who is going to fire it, as long as that person doesn't leave the premises of the person who owns the gun.
I'm sorry, line 20 and 21 on the reprint.
Lines 20 through 22 on page 15.
Right. I'm looking at that. Let's see. Make sure. Possible to put language in to make sure that's clear?
It is
clear. Or somewhere fair? Well, it says rent is if you leave. You're saying that if you stay, you can't
walk away with it, but you can shoot it right there.
Okay. So how much do we think that's going to cost?
I don't know. You know, the training course, I think the NRA estimated that the training course with 8 hours would be $150.